Let's do Lecha Dodi. This ought to take us a couple of hours. So, Lecha Dodi. Lecha Dodi, the most important hymn in the Siddur, in my opinion. It's the greatest piece written in the liturgy that we have in regular in the Siddur. You have to wait for high holidays to get that kind of liturgy. But the Lecha Dodi is a work of genius. It's a work that is absolutely mind-boggling what writing Lecha Dodi is. So you know, Lecha Dodi, there is not one word or one letter that doesn't have meaning in the hymn. Everything there is written for meaning. The whole purpose of Lecha Dodi is to bring Mashiach now. That's why Al-Kabetz wrote it in the 16th century in Sfat, is to make the Messiah come now, to fix the world now. And he really believed, as I do, that if everybody in the world sings it at the same time, the Lecha Dodi, really correctly, right? So it's, you know, it says in the Torah, Korov Adonai lechol korav lechol asher yikrau beemet, it says in Ash, right? And so what does that mean? God is close to all who call upon God, to all who call upon God in truth. So it's not enough just to yell out, oh God, oh God, oh God. No, you have to call in truth. To those who call upon God in truth, God is very close. Right? So Lecha Dodi was meant to really make everything be fixed right now. Everything has meaning. We don't have time to talk about Lecha Dodi. It's just, it's unbelievable, okay? So understand that just the title, Lecha Dodi Likrat Kala, Tnei Shabbat Nekabela, is, if you look at Lecha Dodi Likrat Kala, that's 15 letters in that statement. 15 Yod Hei in Hebrew, right? Right. Second one, Pnei Shabbat Nekabela, 11 letters. 11 letters, Vav Hei. Yod Hei, Vav Hei. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pnei Shabbat Nekabela. And it adds up to 26 letters, which is, again, the name of God. So just from that alone, just the word Dodi, which we use normally from Song of Songs, meaning my lover, my beloved, my loved one, my zikhin, you know, my the one I adore. But the word Dodi really in Al-Kabetz is not what you think it is. The word Dodi is what we call notarikon. That means we exchange a letter in that word in order for it to hide God's name. Well, you know what letter appears twice in the word Dodi? It's the letter Dalet. So that's the sign that that's the one that's been exchanged. One letter before Dalet is Gimel. Gogi doesn't mean anything, or Yigog doesn't mean anything. One letter after Dalet is Hey. Okay? Hey Vav, Hey Yod. Hold it up to a mirror, and now you know what the word Dodi means. Yod Hey Vav Hey. My beloved is my God. And the entire poem is set up in that way of keeping God's secrets in all the words, in all the letters. Everything in it has meaning. Everything. Everything. There are 9 verses and a 10th one that's half the length of the other verses. Why? Because there are 10 emanations of God, Sfirot. You all know what the Sfirot are of God, the emanations of God, that the way which God brings the world into being according to Kabbalah. The first Sfirah, Keter, the crown, we don't talk about. There's nothing to say. It just hints about what's above. We only talk really about the 9 Sfirot. That's why there's 9 verses. There's also 2 subject matters in Lecha Dodi. Shabbat and Jerusalem. Shabbat gets 3 verses. 3 looks like what letter? Shin. It's made out of 3 Vavs. Shabbat is the daughter of Shin and Vav. Of the 3 on top and the 6 in the middle, Shabbat is their daughter. She's the last emanation of God. The 10th emanation of God, the 10th Sfirah, is Shabbat. It's God's feminine presence on earth. It's the only communication we have with God is through God's feminine presence on earth. That's it. And that's what this hymn is about. 3 verses for Shabbat, 6 for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Shabbat on earth. Shabbat is Yerushalayim in heaven. Everything resonates. Everything has meaning. I tried in this Lecha Dodi to do a couple of things. One, it's very long, don't be intimidated. And again, the melody of the refrain is going to repeat. Traditionally, there are two melodies for Lecha Dodi when we sing all nine verses. We shift in the middle in Lo Tekoshi, right? That's again because of Shabbat and Yerushalayim. One melody for Shabbat, one melody for Yerushalayim. Right? But because there are nine verses, each one of them speaking about a different aspect of God, I wanted to have a Lecha Dodi where each verse was different. So each verse is different, returning to the original refrain, and then change the refrain in Lo Tevoshi, each verse different, and then return to the original refrain. Why? Because Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Techila. The deed at the end is embedded in the original thought, which is also stated in Lecha Dodi. So what came in the beginning, you'll find at the end, and you'll find that the whole purpose of it was already set up in the beginning. All right? So we'll start, and you'll see how this works. Yes.
The poem is not just written. Each verse consists of four quotes from the prophets. So if you look up the places where they come from, you get a whole messianic drama laid out.
Yes. Not one original word. What he did was literally like an acrostic, took text and then changed the verbs, changed sometimes the plural to singular, changed masculine to feminine. But the construction is so brilliant that it boggles the mind. You look at Isaiah, you're looking at different things there, and you watch how he constructs it that way to fall where it does. But it's an incredible piece. Absolutely. So, here we are. And you'll see as we go from verse to verse that also what I tried to do is one more thing, and that is to honor different traditions within this one song. So that there are different nusachim that come in different verses. And you'll hear Hasidic, you'll hear Old Israeli, you'll hear Germanic, you'll hear Russian, you'll hear Sephardic, absolutely. Italian is the first one, and the second one is going to be Hasidic. And you'll hear them over and over, these changes in them, okay?
Lecha Dodi Likrat Kala Benei Shabbat Benei Shabbat Nekabela Benei Shabbat, Ekabela, Shamor Vesachor, Vedibureha, Ishmi'anu, El HaMiyuchad, Adonai Echad, Ushemo Echad, Reshemul Tiferet, Belit Hila, Echado. Rav lach shevet בעמק הבכה, והוא יחמול, והוא יחמול, והוא יחמול עלייך אמא לך
Ta-da.
Not written for guitar, yeah, because don't try and play it on a guitar, it'll break your left hand. But there's a reason, a rhyme and reason for every verse being written the way it's written. I love the Piyut. I mean, I really love this hymn so much. And the words matter to me greatly. And I want to make sure that the words are constantly, every other Lecha Dodi is the same melody for the verses. Okay? And it doesn't, by the way, we sing mostly other Lecha Dodis. We do mine on special occasions, not every Shabbat. And I like this one I wrote for a singer and a choir. It's written for a singer and a choir. I don't mean you can't do it without a choir, but it's written for a singer and a choir, because if you don't have a choir, the congregation really needs to learn the refrains well, quickly. Otherwise, it's very hard getting through it on your own. If you do it with a congregation, it's a different story, because then you're getting a chizuk. And the truth of the matter is, you already sang it. Okay, so by the third time the Lecha Dodi refrain comes along, you're kind of, okay, I got it, I'm singing with it. And that's kind of the point of the refrains. They're very different sounding. One is a feminine refrain and the other one is a masculine refrain. Again, because I have to honor the fact that this is talking about two sides of God, feminine and masculine. Okay? I'm also honoring, in the end, the arrival of the queen. The arrival of the queen for me is always Purcell. I don't know why, but Purcell writes stuff for when a queen enters the room, and that's why suddenly you have the that's completely Purcell. That's totally honoring that kind of fanfare for when a queen comes into a room, and it just feels right for me to do that for her. But that's my way of thinking of a queen, because I lived in London when I was a child. And what good thing you do? You get stuff gets stuck in your head from your childhood, and you have to be true to your culture too, right? But then to watch with the words, each one's, a couple of things just quickly to show you about this feud so that you don't go away not knowing these things. When it says here in the first verse, Shamor v'zachor v'dibur echad, you think it's referring to the two times that the Ten Commandments are given. In one it says, Shamor et haShabbat, keep the Sabbath. And the other one it says, Zachor et yom haShabbat, remember the Sabbath. That's not why Al-Kabetz has it in the hymn. Shamor, in this case, he comes from the word Lishmor, to keep, keeping the seed, feminine. Like the Da Vinci Code, the chalice, yeah? That's Shamor. Zachor in Hebrew, Mileshon Zachar, masculine. Feminine and masculine in one word, did God give us, make God made us. Okay? God, in Genesis chapter 1, creates the human being, Betzalmo Kibuto, in God's image and God's likeness. Zachar v'nekeva bara utam. Masculine and feminine, did God create the human being? And anyone who causes that to be cut off or separated is breaking God. So the whole problem of the world is breaking the feminine, the masculine within ourselves. And in doing that, we are breaking God. We cannot do that. And so that's why this is up front. Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad. Remember that all this reality that we see is yin-yang. Everything that we see is this and the opposite. I told you from the beginning of the evening, all evening I'll tell you this and the opposite. This and the opposite. Day, night, masculine, feminine, near, far, good, all the time. Opposites, polarities, all the time, one. And that's the point of Al-Kabetz, of what he's trying to do here, is bring that back together again. That's why Yod-Hei has to go towards Vav-Hei, so that they could get back together again. You hear at the end of the song, I do boi, 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 boi. Six times boi. Why? The six middle emanations are what connect Shabbat to the top three emanations, to the letter Shin, to the crown, If you look at the crown there, that crown happens to have five, but this is the crown, the Shin, the Atiret Ba'ala, the crown of her beloved. She is the crown of her beloved. So this is the connection between them, and that's why six times boy, 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 boy. Okay? Six times coming, because we're honoring these six middle emanations, the connection, the letter Vav. The letter Vav in Hebrew also is called in Hebrew grammar Vav HaChibur, the Vav that connects. So you think Hebrew grammar is just Hebrew grammar? Hebrew grammar is also theology. Vav HaChibur, the Vav that connects. The six that connect us here with that up there. And I hope you didn't lose sight of the fact that there's a Trinity sitting on top of it all. Okay. Shocks Jews to hear that, but there it is. Okay. It exists. That's Lecha Dodi. Now normally, in our asking, we do Lecha Dodi Likrakala Yalala 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 Mei Shabbat Mekabela Lecha Dodi Likrakala Yalala 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 Mei Shabbat Mekabela Shamor Pesachot Bebibur Achad Ishmi Anu El Amichad Adonai Echad Ushemo Echad Leshemul Tiferet Ve'itina Lechad. Now the melody is Cherokee Indian, you know, originally. And it was then adapted. This one? Sure. Lecha Dodi Likrakala Yalala 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 Mei Shabbat Mekabela Lecha Dodi Likrakala Yalala 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 Mei Shabbat Mekabela Shamor Vezachor Vetibur Echad Ishmi Anu El Hamiuchad Adonai Echad, Ushemo Echad, Leshem Ul Tiferet, Veritila. Lecha Dodi Likrakala, Yalala, 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 Mei Shabbat, Mekabela. Lecha Dodi Likrakala, Yalala, 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 Mei Shabbat, Mekabela. Shabbat lechulenecha hi mekor ha'abracha merosh mikedem nesucha sot ma'aser b'machshav tfila lechad dodi likrakala yalala 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 neshabbat mekabela lechad dodi likrakala yalala 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 neshabbat mekabela. We sing five verses that way, and then once we get the last time that we sing, after the Itna Avehitovehita, we do one more time. Lecha Dodi Meshabbat, Mekabela Yababimbam Lo Tevoshi Velo Kitarmi Matishto Haki Umatemi Yababimbam Yababim Bamba Yakasu Ani Ekahani Benim Netair Hatina Aya Yabababa Yabababa Bim Bam Yabababa Bam Yabababa Yabababa Bam Hey! Lecha Dodi Likrakala Yalla baba yalla baba 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 nisha baba nikala ay ay unim shisa so sai era ta kutor me va ali ay ay yalla sisara Al-Kala Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay
ba 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 ya ba 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 bim ba ya ba 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 ya ba ba ya ba 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 ay dai 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 hey lekha do di likra ka da ya ba 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 ya ba 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 ne sha ba ne ka la ya ba ba ya ba
so Mushitz, this was Mushitz Hasidim. The other one is from congregation called the Neshama in Jerusalem, but as I said, the melody is originally Cherokee Indian.